The Night Watch by Sarah Waters.
I shan't want a flighty sort of woman, the man was saying. I had enough of that sort of thing with my last girl, I don't mind telling you.
Helen said, We always advise our clients to keep as open a mind as possible at this stage of things.
The man said, And an open wallet too, I dare say.
He wore a dark blue demob suit, already shiny at the elbows and the cuffs, and his face was sallow with a tired tropical tan. His hair was combed with fantastic neatness, the parting straight and white as a scar. But the oil had little crumbs of scurf caught in it, which kept drawing Helen's eye.
I dated a waff once, he was saying bitterly now. Every time we passed a jeweller's, she just happened to turn her ankle.
Helen drew out another sheet. What about this lady here? Let's see, enjoys dressmaking and trips to the cinema. The man leant to look at the photograph and at once sat back, shaking his head.
I don't care for girls in spectacles.
Now remember my advice about being open-minded.
I don't want to sound harsh, he said,
giving a quick glance at Helen's own rather sensible brown outfit.
But a girl in spectacles, well, she's let herself down already. You've got to ask yourself what's going to go next.
They went on like this for another 20 minutes. Eventually, from the file of 15 women that Helen had initially drawn up, they'd put together a list of 5. The man was disappointed, but hid his dismay in a show of aggression.
So, what happens now?
He asked, pulling at his shiny cuffs.
This lot has shown my ugly face, I suppose, and have to say whether or not they like the look of it. I can see already how that will turn out. Perhaps I should have had myself photographed with a £5 note behind my ear.
Helen imagined him at home that morning, choosing a tie, sponging his jacket, straightening and re-straightening the parting in his hair. She saw him down the stairs to the street. When she went back up to the waiting room, she looked at Viv, her colleague, and blew out her cheeks. Viv said,
Like that, was he? Oh, I did wonder. He wouldn't do for our lady from Forest Hill, I suppose.
He's after someone younger.
Aren't they all?
Oh, Viv stifled a yawn. On the desk before her was a diary. She patted her mouth, looking over the page.
We've no one now, she said, for nearly half an hour. Let's have a cup of tea, shall we?
Oh, let's, said Helen.